And welcome back. Rick Edlund in for Martin Kilcoyne on this lovely Friday. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you're having fun. My next guest has just published a paper for the Show Me Institute, where, as point of disclosure, I am the communications director. It is a policy study called Public Employee Pensions in Missouri, a Looming Crisis. And if the numbers that Andrew Biggs of the American Enterprise Institute came up with are correct, the title of the paper may be underselling the problem in this state. Dr. Biggs, welcome to KTRS. Now, this policy study that you did for us at the Show Me Institute is very interesting. The state admits its public employee pensions are underfunded, it says, by roughly $11 billion, but you say it's much higher than that. What are the numbers?
Sure. Well, I mean, $11 billion is not a small amount of money, and nationwide public sector pensions acknowledge being underfunded by somewhere around $750 billion, or $750 billion in total. But if you use the accounting standards that private sector pensions use, that economists think makes sense, or that really the public employee pensions in other countries are required to use, the figures are really a lot worse. For Missouri, the total underfunding reported is a little over $11 billion. They claim to be about 81% funded. They've got assets equal to 81% of the benefits they owe. If you use accounting that actually makes sense, the sort of what I would call honest accounting, the underfunding is somewhere around $54 billion, and they're only around 46% funded. So the reality is even worse than the numbers that are reported show.
So we get a little inundated with numbers these days. Talk of the deficit, talk of the debt crisis, all of this sort of stuff. These numbers kind of lose some of their meaning after a while, but this is a huge number. $54 billion is a huge number. How big a time bomb are we sitting on here?
Well, look, it's a big deal. Public employee pensions are really a lot bigger than private sector plans. Most private sector workers today have 401ks, defined contribution pensions. In those cases, the employer makes a contribution to your account, but that he doesn't promise you anything specific in retirement, so you sort of know whether he's paid you what he's owed. The problem with the public employee pensions is, one, they're pretty generous compared to what private sector workers get, but second, that they try to keep the cost low by investing their money in risky assets like stocks or hedge funds or private equity and betting that they're going to get high returns on that money. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. One of the issues that we ran through in the paper is that if you look out even over the long term, the Missouri public employee retirement system has somewhere around a 40% chance of reaching the 8% return they claim they're going to get, which means that 60% of the time, by their own admission, they're not going to reach their target, and they're going to have to come back to the taxpayer for more money. The problem is they have a 40% chance of meeting their projected return, but they have a 100% legal obligation to pay those benefits. So you have this contingent liability hanging over the taxpayer, and that's worth a lot of money. That's the difference between this $11 billion underfunding that they acknowledge and the $54 billion, which is the true figure. So there's been a lot of pressure over the past couple of years to get these numbers right. I started writing about it maybe in 2008, 2009, and, you know, the public employee pensions say, well, you know, at best they say you're sort of an ivory tower academic. At worst, they just say, you know, you hate public employees. You know, since that time, you had reports from the Congressional Budget Office, from the Federal Reserve, all taking the same line and saying, look, if you've got these contingent liabilities, you've got to measure how much they cost. I think people are finally coming around to this.
And we're talking teachers here, highway patrol officers, among others, state employees, and we are on the hook for this. Isn't that right? You just mentioned that we are legally obligated to pay this money, so somebody's going to have to put it up.
Yeah, that's the deal. Is the issue here is sometimes people think that if public employee pensions go broke, if they run out of money, that then we're going to cut the benefits for the retirees. But legally, that's extremely difficult to do. In most states, including Missouri, there's legal cases that say that the pensions that have been promised to people are a binding contract and they have to be paid. So this is not like the Social Security program where, you know, when the trust fund runs out, we cut your benefits. No, when the public employee pension plan needs more money, it has to go to the taxpayer to get it. And what you find is that the investment returns like stocks those are correlated with the sort of the health of the rest of the economy. What that means is the times when these pensions are going to have to go back to the taxpayers for extra money are going to be times like what we've seen over the past several years, when the economy is weak, when unemployment is high and tax revenues are low and taxpayers have already taken a hit on their own retirement savings. So you're going to have to go back to the taxpayer for more money at precisely the time the taxpayer is least able to give you more money. So you're shifting risk onto taxpayers in a way that's A, unhealthy, and B, at the very least, has to be honestly reported.
Okay, two questions here. The first one you can answer very quickly. Legally, they are okay doing this. I mean, they can estimate it. It's not like they're doing any illegal skullduggery here. It's just the way that they are allowed to figure these things, and they're taking the optimistic approach, right?
Yeah, the rules for accounting are set by a group called the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, or called GASB. And, yeah, I don't want to accuse the pensions of breaking the law or anything. The argument here is the accounting standards have been set by GASB are really just out of touch with reality. And they have a number of bad effects. One is they tend to underestimate the liabilities of these plans. They overestimate their funding health. But there's a second bad effect. It's been documented recently by reports by economists. And they show that the accounting rules set by GASB, which basically say if you take a lot of investment risk and assume you're going to earn higher return on your investments, you automatically become better funded in their accounting sense. What that does is it encourages public employee pensions here in the U.S. to take a lot more investment risk than they otherwise would have. Private sector pensions don't have these accounting rules, and so they don't take as much investment risk. Similarly, if you look at public employee pensions in other countries, in Canada or Britain or in Europe, they're not allowed to use these lax accounting rules and assume high rates of returns for investments, so they don't take as much risk.
Okay.
So we're really encouraging the wrong things for these pensions.
Andrew,
if you're offering people a guaranteed benefit, you know, your investment should be pretty low risk, so you can meet that guarantee.
I've got
Andrew, we're encouraging them to take too much risk.
I've got about 45 seconds left. What is the solution here? How can the state fix this or at least handle it in a smart way going forward?
Well, at a bare minimum, you need to have better accounting standards so that everybody knows what they're getting into. You know how much these pensions cost. You know how much risk you're taking. But a second step, I think, is that we want to look at defined contribution, 401k-type pension plans for public sector employees. Now, 401ks are not perfect, but they are being improved, and there's a lot of ways in which we can make them better. Public employee plans could be model 401ks, kind of like the federal employees, the federal government has for its own employees, and you can have a really good system there that is decent for the employees and affordable and safe for the taxpayer. So I think that's something that you really look carefully at.
All right. Andrew Biggs, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, and you take care. We hope to talk to you soon.
Hey, great to be with you.
The paper is Public Employee Pensions in Missouri, a Looming Crisis. You can find it on our website, showmeinstitute.org.